I'm CT. When I'm not hosting podcasts, I live in the real world. I mean, everybody has to work, right? My job happens to be CS, customer service, solutions, relationships, generating motivation to keep my team pumped up and connected to every single guest who comes into that store to buy anything, small items to large items. This is CTCS, episode number 27, Strain But No Stress.
This is kind of a different transition walk today as we get prepared for another work week. The transition is not necessarily from the podcaster and the writer into customer service. It's more like the human being that has to go to where the people are in a world that now has a new uncertainty, and it's called Russia invading Ukraine. I know how I've been affected today by the weight of this. We got to be leaders. We got to be leaders in front of people. And we can't get locked up in personal opinions and things like this when we are with those guests today. And I need to lead my team in that direction, because we don't need anything wrong to happen in a place that's always very right. Walking into the store right now, this was probably going to be our final week of wearing these masks for COVID, because the 26th is they say that's when the mandate will be dropped. So it'll be kind of crazy as to what's going on. How are you doing today?
How are you?
Good, 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 good. Did you get some good shopping done?
It's shopping.
Right? It's your daily walk.
Right.
Have a great day.
You too.
I needed that conversation. My neighbor, who lives across the street, has their son in Ukraine. We've been friends forever, and especially for the past couple of years. And Joe has elected to stay in Ukraine, and I just knew he would, because that's what broadcasters do. That's what journalists do. And I've always believed that you're called to be what it is that we do. And, you know, you have a choice. Either listen to the call or make your way to a different direction and a different stage. But here we go into the store right now. And I needed that conversation with a guest, because I was feeling kind of in some pain. Everything is down electronically in the store right now. There's no cash registers. People can't use their credit cards. They can't use their special numbers for store. We're shut down, and people are just walking out. And so we have basket after basket after basket of that's going to have to be put back. So we got to get the frozen section. We got to get everything back immediately. But it's definitely down right now. And, you know, I mean, nobody's laughing when I say, has this been a cyber attack? Because that's the one thing that we've been afraid of in this country, if something happened between Russia and the Ukraine. But we've now been down about 30, 35 minutes, and it's not going to get any better. 1 hour, 47 minutes later, the system is still not up. It's still broken. The carts are everywhere. There's putbacks all lined up, everything. The main thing is to get the cold stuff back into the compartments, but the computer is down. We're trying to bypass the system is what we're trying to do, where you do things with the actual credit cards themselves. You do it backwards, but we're definitely an hour and 47 minutes into this. 2 hours, 13 minutes, and we still have no computers on. Nobody knows what's going on. It's to the point now where it's not even recognizing when we try to bypass and to try to keep a good relationship open with our guests and stuff like that. We just look at them and say, it's on us today. And they're getting basket full of food for free, because we don't know what's going on. And so the best thing you do is to keep the stress level down and just smile through it. You've got to get through it. 3 hours, 10 minutes later, they fixed the problem. A bad computer cord. Unbelievable amount of stress that we've been through in the past few hours. But, you know, kudos to my team. Kudos to the team, because everybody held it together. Everybody kept it together. And when the computers came back on, you should have seen just everybody sigh. You would think that it would instantly kind of return back to normal, since the registers are back online and EBT cards are being accepted and all that kind of stuff. And then you look at the front of the store, and in the aftermath of something that took place, there were people that were having a difficult time at the self-checkout, so they just walked out. 16 carts full of food are being put away by two people. And so, at least there's calm in the lines now, and they're not. I mean, we got backed up. Let me tell you, we got backed up 8 and 9 people on those registers. I've never seen that many people waiting to get out of the store. And so, what happened is people would get frustrated, and they would just leave their cart right there, you know, being 8 and 9 deep, and just walk away. And they had every right in the world to do that, but our team really was trying their hardest to make sure that we got through this situation, and we did. 3 hours later. As a way of trying to lighten things up between team members and stuff like that, my goal, and I started this on the last podcast, is that I get the opportunity every day to meet new guests that come into the store, but I have not been taking the opportunity to meet my team. I mean, I only know them for when we're together. I don't know anything about them personally and stuff like that. So today, that's what I'm doing is that I'm, you know, lighten up the load a little bit, you know, go over and find out a lot about them. And we have one on cash register number 5 tonight that was not taught how to cursive write, you know, write like cursive writing. She was not taught like that in school, and because they don't do that anymore. And so she has spent the past month or so learning how to cursive write. Well, because I'm a writer, I just wanted to see what her writing looks like. And because I really do study people's handwriting, I wanted, but it was such a great conversation starter in the way that now that I can talk to her about, well, how's your cursive writing coming along? Boy, word got around really fast about how CT can, you know, tell a lot about you by looking at your handwriting. And CT can do that because CT has always studied that kind of stuff. But it sounded conceited, didn't it? But it's not. It's I really can't tell what kind of mood you're in or what kind of a writer you are. And so they started talking about my signature because I have to sign a lot of stuff. And so they look at it, and then they started to try to impersonate it. I said, you'll never impersonate it because there's a story to the signature. And so as I let them see it again, and they went and they tried to impersonate it, nowhere near it. They can't. And so what happened was, at that point in time, I said, you have to understand that it's three people in one signature. It's the writer in me, it's the on-air radio talent podcaster in me, and it's also my real name, CT. It's all of those signatures in one. And they were like, what? Idiots. Who thinks like that? And I go, that's the reason why I write it that way. It's all three of those people. The way that I used to write Arrow, the way that I write CT, I'm a writer, and I write under the name of May. And may the sun rise above your tears. And so everything that I sign, and when I'm handwriting, always has that signature. But when I sign contracts and things like that here at the store, and it all comes together. All right, the first night is over. First night of 4. I don't want to go through that again. Although it did, you know, kind of smooth out and stuff like that, but you still had that shell shock of what took place during those 3 hours when the computers were off. Guests were just unbelievable today. Probably about maybe 5-6 o'clock. I don't know what's going on in the news. The people, our guests and stuff like that, started talking more about what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, and they're open about it. And you can't, once again, you cannot offer an opinion about anything, because I think that opinion could come back and bite you really hard. So just listen to what they're saying, get a feel of how they're doing it, and then just let it go. Anyway, it's 10 o'clock, so there it is. They're making it official. There you go. All right. See you tomorrow. Normally, I'd be out on the transition walk, and I won't be doing that today because I'm out on the road right now for a movie promotion. I'll be out here promoting the films, and then immediately after this, I go to CES. And so that's one of the things that a lot of people aren't so open to talk about, is that in this day and age, many of us have several different jobs, and how we're able to Google Calendar our way through the day is mind-blowing. I mean, you just sit there, and you teeter and you totter, and you mix this up with that up, and you try not to get those schedules to bump into each other and stuff. So, I mean, I work probably maybe 5-6 different jobs in order to make ends meet. This isn't like my radio career where you had one salary. You know, you work several different jobs, and CS just happens to be one of them. Headed into day number 2, and we have a violinist outside the store just performing away. It's a hot day. It's like 67 degrees, bright sunshine, and the violinist just makes a moment here at the store so much better. The sign reads, "Please help us. I've got two kids. Help us raise some money for the family." Walking through the store, first steps on a Friday. It's very, very slow in here. I'm shocked that it's this slow. This is a Friday. This is where people are getting ready to go out for the weekend and stuff like that. I mean, we've got five registers open, and nobody's at them. So then, of course, you know, somebody who's going to stay here till 10 o'clock tonight, you're going, please, I need to have people on these registers. Otherwise, this is going to be one boring day, and I don't want that. I like to keep busy. There is currently an all call for us to keep an eye on this guy who's been described to us as the Bandana Man. The reason why they have asked us to do this is that, and once again, we've talked about this before, about patterns and everything like that. He's got about $200 worth of ribs, and he's got beer and wine and things. And so what happens is the meat department comes up and tells us, you keep your eye out for the Bandana Man. And then we take our positions, and now we're reporting through our earpieces what the Bandana Man is doing. A word of warning, if you're being watched, and even though you're not going to steal something, don't be rushing through a store with an amazing amount of food. Mr. Bandana Man, you're looking like you're nervous is what it is. And so, I mean, to rush through the store as fast as you are, looking up and coming toward me was not a good thing. I mean, because I was ready to say, let me see your receipt. And but yeah, don't look nervous and stuff. This is what I call a happily lived ever after story. I don't know if it's because we had a conversation or not, Bandana Man and me, but he went up to register too. He paid for everything. I mean, I understand why the people in the meat department were a little bit nervous with that many ribs in his basket and all that kind of stuff and beer and wine, but the Bandana Man and I shared another laugh when he was checking out, and you know, the guy was cool. So they look like they're a thief, but they don't smell like a thief until they start walking toward the door. So I think that's something that we need to kind of get over. Not everybody is a thief, even though they may look like a thief. Tim is a local actor that I have known for about, I'd say probably about maybe 25 years. And I mean, his career has really taken off. He's been starring in a lot of these binge watch shows on Netflix and Hulu and things like that. Comes into the store a lot, and we get into some really deep conversations because, you know, one of the things you learn, you know, is that there are several different levels. Sure, he's on television, he's on the different, you know, streaming sites and stuff like that, but there's still a bunch of levels. He says, I'm not at the level of that particular studio, but it's my goal to get to that level. And I said, are you going to do anything with Tyler Perry down there in Atlanta? And he says, man, that's a tough group to get in. He says, yeah, I'd like to do it, but, you know, every time I go down there and read, I just can't get in at all. But it's fun when you take the time to talk with the actors or the people that are part of the symphony and or the arts, the different things like that, then what happens is that you really do get involved in a deeper level of the travels that these creative people have to go through. It doesn't happen overnight, and they'll tell you about it. Transition walk for day number three, mentally preparing. Yesterday got kind of a bad rap because of some employees that kind of went after each other. And, you know, I realized that, I mean, even coming from the radio industry, nobody really ever got along. We just had to put up with each other's egos. But it was kind of an interesting thing to hear that a couple of employees really kind of went at each other. And so I hope today there's a little bit more peace, because when the people you work with are on the edge, It really kind of puts you on the edge as well. I mean, you know, you kind of put your guard up because you don't want anybody to come after you for something that you're doing wrong. And trust me, I do things wrong all the damn time. Big day today. This is February 26, 2022. The mask mandate in North Carolina has been lifted. So going into the store to do customer service, it's going to be really interesting to see who's got their mask on today. And, you know, if it doesn't mean you're a coward or a wimp or anything like that if you're still wearing the mask. Because Lord knows I got my mask on. And I've spoke openly about the reason why, and that is because I'm a voiceover actor. I need this voice. I don't need to be catching the flu or anything like that, or even catching a cold. I'm not going to lose money over this. And these masks have become such a major part of our lives. And we look at things like this as being, you know, part of the preventative. But I'll be going into the store here in a matter of moments to see how many people are maskless on this historic day. Reporting from aisle number 7, I've been down 1 through 7 so far just to see what's going on when it comes to the mask, the first official day without a mask mandate. And I would say that 80% of the people in the store right now do have a mask on. So this is something that people are not rushing into. They've got the mask on to protect themselves. The one thing I pride myself with is being a great listener when I'm with the guests. And I've been in the store today in CS for an hour. And the big talk that everybody's gotten, and this is what I love about being here in front of people versus being in a radio station studio, is that I get to hear real conversations. And they're talking about in Ukraine, no man can leave the country between the ages of 16 and 60 because they need the men to stay there. And that has a lot of people with pride in their heart because they're really staying strong over there in Ukraine. And as we were just talking about with a customer, he said that, he says, man, I see more pride in that country than I see here. And but that's interesting how this is the main topic, watching from afar. Maybe it'll build up the pride here. And I heard a preacher today. He was saying, look, yeah, I understand this thing. Pray for Ukraine. But you know what? You need to pray for America, too, because the leaders are screwed up. Well, that was an amazing blessing. Being in radio as long as I've been in radio, I've got years here in the Charlotte area where I've created with people, years. And I haven't seen this person for 6 years when I parted from terrestrial radio. And it was one of those where she came up and I go, I know you. And she takes like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 looks at my badge because I'm not using my radio name as a person in CS. And there's just the hug. Took that 6 years that we haven't said anything, and it was just gone. And it was like just an amazing feeling to be with somebody who I used to create with every day. What a blessing. Just spent a few moments with an incredible man from the United States Air Force, a fighter pilot. And I'll tell you what, man, he says he spends, for the past 3 nights, he's been up all night long talking with other fighter pilots in Ukraine because there's such a connection. And he said that, you know, that he's keeping them motivated and the people of Ukraine are not going to back down. And he's talking about how Germany's going to get involved in this and Finland's going to get involved in this and England or the UK in general is really going to beef things up. But it was interesting to get his perspective of what's going on because he has flown airplanes and jets and stuff like that in Vietnam. And then he was doing other things in Kuwait and all that kind of stuff. So the men and women that have protected this nation are very much aware of what's going on, and they want to share their story. And I think what we need to do, we need to listen to their story because it's activating stuff in them. 5:55 in the afternoon, a total of, I got here 1. So 5 hours have gone by, and it's all changed. Earlier, we were saying that maybe 80% of the people were wearing the masks on this very first day where the mandate is officially over. Well, at 5:55, it's probably 90% people no mask, 10% people with a mask, and they're kind of holding that against you a little bit, going, you can't make a choice, what's going on? So it's like, let it go. And that's going to be the thing that people are going to deal with from this point on. It is a choice, but don't guilt trip somebody because they have a mask on. My choice is I have a vocal situation here. These vocals have got to stay healthy. Our Easter candy is already up, and with the chocolate bunnies and the peeps and everything like that. Well, today we discovered that there's 9 chocolate bunnies back here with their ears bitten off. Am I supposed to be shocked? I'm not shocked. It's just what people do. Day number 4, no transition walk. It's been raining, very cold rain, 46 degrees. And so that keeps me and the Jazzy, my little disaster artist, from going for a long walk. The goal today is that it's Sunday, and no matter what, I don't care where you are, Sundays are grocery store days, and people will come with no football on. But the good news is, I think maybe there's some college basketball on as we jump into March Madness and all that kind of stuff. But you've just got to be ready to rock. And coming in at 2:30 this afternoon, without that transition walk. I'm ready to twang. How about that? No rocking today. Well, this is how you start off the day, and on a very positive note, a couple comes in, they're buying wine, and, you know, of course, I ask, I need to see a license, please, March 13th, 1990. And then he's, like, right there with his driver's license, and I'm thinking, wow, I really don't need to see both of them, but obviously this is something that they love doing, because what they've done is they were both born on the same day. Husband and wife, born on the same day. What are the chances of something like that happening? We currently have a situation in self-checkout number 5. The guest, their credit card fell from their hand and slipped in between where you put the bags and where the actual scale is, and we've got to get that credit card out of there. And really, I mean, we can't even get our fingers in there. We know what's in there. We saw it fall in there. But now we've got to figure out how to get it out. What we do know is that you can't get to the floor because there's like a guard of some sort, a foot guard. You can't get to the floor to get this credit card. So now what we're trying to do is see if we can pull it apart. We've called a manager in to see if we can get the key in and see if maybe we can go in from the inside where the computer is over to the thing. But it's definitely in there. We're about 6 minutes into the credit card crisis at self-checkout number 5. And, you know, everybody's got 2 cents they want to put in and stuff like that. But we've got a small gathered crowd here. I know there's going to be some cheering going on here when we get it. We see the credit card. We've just got to get little fingers or something in there. So we're looking for a pair of pliers. And you know the strangest thing? A grocery store, and we don't have tools such as pliers. So, oh, the shock of every day. Credit card crisis at self-checkout number 5 continues. We've got 4 people on the floor right now with their heads kind of tilted to the side. We are using very thin cardboard to see if we can kind of ease that credit card out. Whoa. Hold on. Did they get it? Did they? We got the credit card. Oh, my God. I don't like making anybody upset, but when you have things stacked up in your basket, and we've talked about this many times, when you have things stacked up in your basket the way that they are and the number of things that you have and you are making a charge for the door, what does that tell me? I'm not profiling anybody. And so, you know, all I did was I walked from customer service desk to the door and I turn around and I go, can I see your receipt? Oh, my God, this man exploded all over me. And it's so bad, I just wanted to say, this is what the human side of me, because I'm a third degree black belt, and confrontation is nothing to me. And it's I just wanted to say, you done? Because there's nothing you're going to do that's going to rile me up, buddy. Are you done? You feel better now? Okay. Very rough conclusion tonight. We are next to a high school, and the high school students come in at about 9:30, fill up a full basket or cart full of stuff, and then leave it in aisle number 8, completely full, about $400 worth of groceries here. So now the store is closed, but I'll spend the next 45 minutes putting this stuff away.